Call this meeting to order of the Public Works and
I'll remember that.
Capital Project Committee, April 7th, 2016. Has everybody gotten a chance to look over the minutes? We had two sets of minutes, one for March 8th, which we had a special meeting on the resolution on those contracts, and the other one was from March 3rd, which was our regular meeting.
This one?
Does anybody have any questions, comments, or concerns on the minutes? If not, I'll entertain a motion to accept them as written.
So moved.
Second. Motion made by Legislator Warren, seconded by Legislator Maloney. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Okay, we don't have any guests or anything tonight, so we might as well get right to resolutions. We have 15 of them. Another busy month. Okay. Resolution number 181. Establishing a policy of communication by and between the Commissioner of Public Works and the Public Works Committee in an event of a state of emergency is declared. This resolution was presented to us by Legislator Hepner. I read through the resolution quite thoroughly. Since that, he contacted, well, first let me explain the resolution. The resolution states that it's the governor, the President of the United States, should declare Ulster County in a state of emergency or something of that. He would like this committee to be briefed on a regular basis by meeting here and like not having to wait so long down the road and like from the executive's office more updated information with meetings. And he was requesting that the commissioner of the Department of Public Works come to the meeting and have these discussions with us and keep us up to date. Since that time, he called the office here today, and he had stated that if it was up to us, he didn't have any problem with it, we could word it that it could be the commissioner of public works or somebody she could send to represent her, a designee. If she can't make the meeting, he would have no problem putting that language into the resolution. Any, I'll ask for a motion for discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Moved by Lawrence, seconded by Liz for discussion. Now, Susan, did you want to weigh in at all first, or?
All I can say is that it isn't really my call.
Okay.
You know what I mean? My chain of command is the county executive, so if this passes and he finds it, you know, so be it.
Okay.
But it's not really up to me.
Okay. Any other questions, comments, or concerns? So is there anybody who would like to move it?
I'm moving.
Second.
Okay.
I think it's just a way, you know, it's just...
Just information.
Information. Mm-hmm. You know,
I think it's pretty common sense,
and I think it would be kind of understood, as I said earlier, just walking.
Right.
You know, send out an email. We're going to have an update at 2 o'clock. It's not, you know, it's not your convenience. You know, not your convenience, but, you know, when you're not taming the disaster.
All right, so there's a motion on the floor by Legislator Lord, seconded by Legislator Maloney. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries.
He's going on to the next
one. As
amended. As amended. Did you do it? Okay.
Well, maybe I should do it.
We didn't do it. We just got the amendment. Now we got to take a vote on the efforts for the benefit.
On the resolution.
On the resolution. As amended. All right.
So
okay. Moved by Legislator Lauren. Seconded by Legislator Litz. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries.
Do
you
have
something?
Just whether or not this has anything to do with Denny and the other towns, I don't know, but I mean, it looks fine to me. But I came away with that last discussion thinking that there should be a training on MWBE. I know it's kind of late in the process for that, but it just seemed to me that there was somehow a gap in knowledge, and I'll also talk to Carl Chipman, maybe the Town Supervisors Association, so that people know what they can or cannot do, when they have to do it, and it doesn't have to be a big deal, but it just seems like, at least historically, there wasn't either that much understanding or appreciation, and you know, there's reasons why that legislation is passed, and it is tricky, and you know, just the way things unfolded, it seems to me there's a knowledge deficit, an information deficit. So I don't know that it's up to this committee to do anything about it, but that was my sense. I came away from that thinking people really need to understand what MWBE is, why, and how they need to implement.
Resolution number 193, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Tractor Software Corporation Incorporated, DBA, Public Works, Department of Information Services.
Tractor Services.
This is something new, so?
This is a replacement for software that we have that was implemented, I think, in 1997 and hasn't been supported since. Installed in 96 and unsupported since 2007.
Why don't we have somebody here from Information Services?
They came to the other meeting.
Going through Information Services with the software through DPW.
Okay. They don't install it, they don't maintain it?
Not that, I don't know, but Sylvia was at our meeting the other night, and she, you know, I had both Brian and Sylvia. I was only supposed to have one, I had both, and it's really, you know, Superintendent Plonsky's going to be the end game of it.
So they're going to benefit from it.
Well, it's going to be installed in their department.
Right.
Right. Extra projects and the
work orders, complaints, things like that, that we now collect the information in this system called EAP.
Yeah, who's going to install it?
The software provider. They implement the package. Okay, I don't know myself whether it's web-based or whether it's something that's installed on our system, on the county system, but because I don't use it. Happy Jansen uses it. Jennifer Fellows uses it, the payroll people use it because we use it to track man hours on certain, you know, on certain jobs. Even like DET, we build DET for plowing snow up by the reservoir.
Right.
All that information comes out of the system.
Okay.
And this is a 4-year contract? $15,000. Any other discussion?
No.
I'll entertain a motion to move it.
Second.
Okay. Motion made by Legislator Lawrence, seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Okay, resolution number 194, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Calarusso Sand and Gravel Company, Department of Public Works. Okay, coal planning road services for various county roads. They were awarded this bid for a year, $150,000.
Yep, there's four roads, Western Avenue, Plank Road, which got added because of the bicycle race. Woodstock. I don't think we had it in there initially. Maple Avenue and South Park, which even though we are going to be doing a big project down there, the road is in such bad shape that it can't wait. So.
Any other discussion, questions, concerns? If not, I'll entertain a motion to move it.
Move.
Moved by Legislator Litt, seconded by Legislator Warren. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number 195, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Craigan Manning Engineering LLP, Department of Public Works. This is for engineering design services for rehabilitation of the Wallfield Bridge, County Bridge number 127, 100% county funding. $114,500.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
I mean, I don't know the process here, but to me it seems like 244 should come first, because in order to enter into this contract with Craig Manning, we need to amend the capital project to add design services for the Wallfield Bridge. Initially, the design was going to be in-house, and now it's going to go to Craig Manning.
And that's 244, so?
Yeah. I think that we would have to amend the capital project before we could authorize the contract, but I could be wrong.
I would agree.
We'll make a motion on amending the capital project, resolution 244.
Okay. Any discussion on that? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve 244 amending the capital project program. Moved by Legislator Green, seconded by Legislator Warren. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Thank you, Susan, for bringing that to our attention.
I'll make a motion on resolution 195. Approving the execution of the contract with Creighton Manning.
Second. Motion made by Legislator Litt, seconded by Legislator Maloney to approve resolution 195 for Craigan Manning Engineering. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. We're getting there, Chris.
I'm okay.
Not what we've been through yet.
This one has to go through the... We've got a bunch more.
Yeah, but there is...
I'm in a rush.
Okay. Yeah. Resolution number 196, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into the county at Tor Corporation, Department of Public Works. This is for roof replacement and repairs on various county buildings. For this year, $649,100. Funded 100% by the county. What buildings are the city having?
I know there are several in the quarry.
Okay, I got it right
but
here.
Good.
Quarry
but
building.
I can't remember.
Judy Resnick, Shandagan Garage, Accord Substation, Sundown Substation. Any questions, concerns?
Yes, please. It's just whenever I see roofs being replaced or repaired, it occurs to me that there may be opportunity for additional insulation. I don't know if that was part of the contract, but just bring it up because anytime we can incorporate it, we can get it.
I think that was been in the bid if it was talked about in advance. You know what I mean? I don't know whether it was in the bid or not. But actually, what I'll do is, I probably can't. It's supposed to be off for a couple of days, so I might not be there until Tuesday. If I'm not there until Tuesday, I'll find out if there's anything in there that addresses that. I actually seem to remember the schedule of values for the company that's going to do the work. Some of them had information.
And I know that, for the work that was done by Siemens and other recommendations that that very often Amanda does look at that. And, from the other discussions we've had about it. But I just don't want to miss an opportunity. I know what a huge difference it can make.
I thought you were going to talk about the opportunity of solar panels.
Well, that too. but, not to get complicated, but in particular, the energy efficiency opportunity. I've seen buildings where they just take off the old roof and put on a new one, and they could have failed with just some insulation and saved an awful lot of energy.
Any other questions or comments? If not, I'll entertain a motion to move this.
So moved.
Moved by Legislator Maloney, seconded by Legislator Warren. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 197, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county Barton and,
Rejudas,
BCC, Department of Public Works. Okay. Engineering design for the Watson Hollow slope stabilization work. 516 as well as 17, $62,000 appropriated money.
So moved.
Okay. Moved by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Maloney. All in favor?
Aye.
That's one of the projects that's funded by CTE grant. The point, I don't know if you remember the Cornell Cooperative Extension grant.
Yeah. Resolution number 198, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county W.M. Schultz Construction Incorporated Department of Public Works. Okay, this is increased scope of work, construction services on the Bailey Bridge Replacement Project in the town of Denny.
Move for discussion.
Second.
Before you, I'm sorry, this is another one. 342 should probably come before this. You have to increase the capital project for this contract. 242 increases the capital project to cover this unanticipated expense.
I'll make a motion on Resolution 242, looking for discussion.
Motion made by Herb Litz for discussion, seconded by Pete Warren for discussion.
What's the reason for the order on contract?
For the what?
Order on contract?
Why the increase?
The increase.
is there was a survey error made by the engineer subconsultant, and the new bridge would not be able to be installed with the temporary bridge where it was, so we had to move the temporary bridge on Fourth Account. We had CNS thought it was going to cost $70,000. Schultz, the contractor, said $190,000. They couldn't come to an agreement, so it was done on, as I said, Fourth Account. And now there's an invoice from Schultz for like $242,000. There's a sticking point because one day when they had the crane there to lift the bridge, they couldn't do it because the outriggers couldn't be fully extended. And so there's a dispute over whether or not that day should be included. And it's, you know, everything is CNS's problem. It's not our problem. Ultimately, we're not going to pay for any of it. But in the meantime, Schultz did this work in the fall, and they paid their man, and they paid, you know, everything related to it. And so we want to put the invoice, we want to increase the contract, put the invoice through, and pay them for the undisputed amount, because the project is gearing up again now in the spring to actually finish this project, and, you know, they need to get paid.
And CNS said they're going to reimburse us for the... Yeah.
They have acknowledged that the error was theirs, and we have been talking to them with the county attorney's office, and the understanding is they're going to reimburse us. The only issue is the amount. And the only sticking point, as I said, is that it's about $24,000. You know, I want to say Ryan Biggs, but I think they're with somebody else now. Did that firm get bought out or taken over by somebody else?
Not CNS. I don't know.
No, not CNS. The sub.
Yeah,
they did the survey.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right. And they put their insurance company on notice. We've had some back and forth with them. But we met with the county attorney's office, and right now it's... We're working our way through. Well, the bottom line is that this is one of those TIC projects where the county's on the hook for everything. So, you know, we are obligated to pay it one way or another. The other part of that's worrisome to me is that this contract has already, you know, paid all their men, paid all their subs, and so on. So if we can give them the bulk of the money, which it would be about 90%, we can...
Is it going to affect the completion date of the project?
No.
All right, so there's no liquidated damages in the contract?
I couldn't tell you because the contract is from last fall, but okay. I don't think there are any issues related to that. They moved the temporary bridge, the traffic is still flowing, and they're already working on, you know, moving the project.
And as long as Schultz doesn't come back and try to get us for extending his contract.
Oh, you mean the date?
Yeah.
I think it's until the end of December.
And so it's the original completion date?
Well, the completion date got moved once, but it's the amended completion. It's not being changed by this.
We should be in pretty good shape then.
How many, just a general question, this summer, how many bridges are going to be being worked on?
Mine Liberta, Swamp Hill School Bridge, Allegraville and Leg Mills, which are not Leg Mill, which are not, they're not being replaced, they're being repaired. Bailey Bridge. Swamp Hill won't be till next year, the engineering is going this year.
You got a couple of 410 steel replacements.
Oh, yeah, we got three or four core tenders that we hope, you know, we hope to be able to work on that in between Carmine and Verna.
What's a core 10? It's a weathering
steel.
Yeah, they're replacing the substructures. The ones that I remember, where the mud tavern may be in there as well.
The mud tavern's done.
Is it done?
Yeah, the money part isn't done. Yeah. The project is done.
Yeah. And the only reason I know is because we're moving money to cover things from the tip.
So that's why.
All right, so resolution number 242, amending this resolution number 260 on a Bailey Bridge. Is that the one we had it do first?
Yep.
All right. I want to entertain a motion to...
So moved.
Moved by Legislator Litch.
Second.
Second by Legislator Maloney. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried.
Also move 198.
Second.
How long is the Bailey Bridge?
Okay, resolution number 198 then was moved by Legislator Litch, seconded by Legislator Maloney. All in favor?
Okay.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Okay, resolution 199, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county AECOM Technical Services AECOM Technical Services Incorporated, Department of Public Works. This is for a construction inspection for the Salt Hill School Bridge.
Yeah.
This is refunded 80% by federal government. Now, this is an inspection of the work that has been done, or the bridge, has work been done on this bridge?
No, it hasn't started yet. The construction piece is out to bid.
Okay.
And then this will be the construction inspection engineer. And the road that goes along.
Okay. Any discussion? No? Okay. I'll just hand a motion to move. So moved by Legislator Maloney, second by Legislator Warren. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
I will be abstaining.
Okay. Motion carries.
Due to employment.
For an inspection, doesn't it, though?
Trust me, if you have to know the inspections that they go through at the federal level, it's not a lot of money.
Oh, okay.
Also, this is a big project. Like,
I do
see
that
million
the federal funding here.
Right. Wow. But I think the construction is $4 million, isn't it?
Yeah, it's close to that. Yeah. Very interesting. Just, yeah, you got to sign off, I think, from the Department of the Navy because of the federal funding, because of the water.
The Corps of Engineers.
Corps of Engineers. The SOFAS, the Hamilton, Navigable Waterway, and winds up the New York Harbor. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of red tape. A lot of two inspectors on site, and one has to go and actually use the plant with a mixed concrete. They earn their money.
Resolution number 237, authorizing the implication and funding of the first instance 100% of the federal aid eligible cost of a transportation federal aid project, Hudson Valley Rail Trail West Phase 4, and appropriating funds therefore, Department of Plan.
I think this is another situation where we need to amend the capital project before we can authorize the funding. So I'll make a resolution for a motion for discussion on resolution number 238.
We'll group them together.
You know, I will say that I had asked about the two that we just did for the Bailey Bridge and the Walk Hill Bridge, mm-hmm. where we had to add money to capital, and I asked if we could put them together, and I was told. Told me that every resolution had to be about one issue.
Yeah.
So I'm just letting you know that's why they're not combined.
Susan did that, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
She got upset because we
right.
had to group things.
Yeah.
She said, I think everyone should be individual.
Right. Well, I knew that happened with the contract abstract.
Yeah, she got up with Chairman Nola. Mm-hmm. All All right, so resolution number 238, money capital project 451 to provide a right-of-way acquisition of the Valley Rail Trail. That's the one?
Yeah.
Okay, any discussion on that?
I want to just be clear what I'm voting on and I'm not. What section of the Hudson Valley Rail Trail left?
This is resolution 238.
238.
Okay, but
this is the section that will pick up at the end of Phase 3, which is near Station 2 of the Highland Fire Department, near the gas station there on the corner. It'll go from there out to South Street.
Okay.
Chris, did you want to say something?
Yeah, we're just getting ready for the right-of-way acquisition phase of a project that you approved a year ago. So April 2015,
okay, just,
you had approved design. We submitted a design report to DOT. We expect that we're going to have their authorization to go ahead and acquire right-of-way within the next 2 to 3 months. So this is queuing up a supplemental agreement that we signed with the DOT, which is providing 80% of the funding. We're amending the capital project to add what we have estimated the right-of-way would be, which is $84,835. And again, 20% is the local share on that.
What happened to the 10 cents?
Well, the 10 cents, it's good you asked me about
that. That was the tricky point, wasn't it?
Obviously. And we may come to you as well with a late resolution on a public hearing for the right-of-way. We met with the DOT the other day, and they've recommended we do an EDPL hearing just to cover ourselves on that. We have four properties that we're going to, it's basically the old rail line that we sold off years ago to different adjoining landowners, and we're trying to take to the toe of the slope.
I think Fabiano sold his property.
He did, to Shaw. And we've talked to three of the four owners, and we're reaching out to the fourth. The guy with the billboards, Murphy.
I'll make a motion to approve the amendment, resolution 238.
Okay, motion made by Legislator Litt, seconded by Legislator Maloney to accept this as written. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried.
I'll follow up on an amendment authorizing the implementation of funding, which is resolution number 237.
And seconded by Jim Maloney. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried.
Thanks.
Thank you for coming.
You're not leaving yet, are you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, at the end, I was going to ask about what are the RFPs due for the...
Oh, please,
rail?
I'll stay. Go ahead.
Right.
The RFPs for the rail operator? May 6th.
All right, May 6th. That's all I wanted to know. What the date was.
Okay. Yeah, thanks.
Yes.
Anything else?
Where you want to hang and then you're
next. Sorry,
you can't. Take it easy, Chris.
Take care, Chris. Thank you.
Yeah.
Resolution number 240, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a lease agreement with YMCA at Kingston and Ulster County for space to conduct its youth build program, which provides Ulster County youth with construction skills and experience, public works, buildings, and grounds.
So moved.
Any discussion?
Just so you know, this is one of the ones that was renting from the college when
right.
They were at the BRC. So now that the college is gone, they have to contract with us. That's what it's for. Yeah.
$10 a square foot.
$14,880
for the year.
I just want to say that the youth build programs in this region are incredibly valuable training.
To see some of the
homes
that have been built.
I work very closely with the one in Poughkeepsie, and, you know, they do, talk about green building, they do, like, super green, BPI certified mm-hmm. green building renovations, and these are high school kids seeking their high school equivalency.
Mm-hmm.
So learning theory, hands-on, and I watched the change in their self-esteem going through this program. It's, I just really want to commend you, Phil. I'll probably have to say that out on the floor because it's such a good program. Thank you.
I'll entertain a motion to move this. Motion made by Legislator Lawrence, seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
So is Bonnie Lenny still...
Yes.
They've done some really, really nice work in Midtown.
Resolution number 241, amending resolution number 477 of 2015, dated December 15, 2015, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to enter into two lease agreements with Aster Services for Children and Families as LEASY for office space to provide family mental health services to the community. Department of Public Works, moving me around. I haven't had a chance to look at this. So this is two separate leases under one contract? Is that what this is?
No, they're two separate leases. And actually, this was, I think this was the one when Erica said, you know, we don't want more than one on one.
Oh, okay.
But it was done that way. So, of course, to amend it, we did it the same way. Okay. But one of the leases, I think the one that's at Shooty Resnick's space that was being charged for, the square footage, was incorrect. It was way less. So that was discovered between the old contract, the old lease running out, and the new one being put in place.
Mm-hmm.
So we took the opportunity, obviously, to tell them, you know, you're not paying for what you're taking up down there. And because it was already, they already had their budget done for 2016, we agreed to give them a low rate for 2016 and then two, much, I think it's $6 and something in 2016, and then it goes to 10 and 10 for the following 2 years. I mean, they provide, you know, a valuable service, and we don't want to, you know, put it out of there.
Any other questions or comments? If not, I'll move it. Seconded by Legislator Lawrence. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution 246 declaring certain county-owned real property located in the town of New Paltz to be surplus property and authorizing the convenience and conveyance of such property to the City of New York Department of Public Works. Moved by Legislator Maloney.
Seconded
by Legislator Warren.
Where is this?
There used to be a poorhouse, a county poorhouse in. Okay. Well, no, that's not that one. This was a poor farm, I should say. This is the poor farm. And it's in the middle of the Mohonk River. And it's 0.7 acres that belongs to Ulster County. The New York City DEP has an aqueduct there, and they had asked us for permission to go on the property. We gave it to them. They did an inspection, and we said to them, would you like to have this? Because years ago, back in 1991, it was resolved that the county reservoir property in the town of New Paltz be sold to the highest bidder by the county treasurer after public advertisement. Mm-hmm. That was never done, even though it was authorized, but just never done. And so we still own it. We really don't want it. It's a liability to us.
You can't get to it from anywhere.
Well, yeah, it's very difficult. Ron Suits did go there and meet DEC there. They had a one-day permit to go there, and now they want a full-year permit. Probably won't take them that long, but they want to do a survey and an environmental site assessment before they can buy it. Or not buy it. We would just give it to them.
And this is the DEP.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I'm just curious. Whatever happened with the water, the turbidity in the stream in New York City?
You mean what was happening?
Well, don't you know what I'm talking about? I do, but it's not related. It's nowhere near related to this.
Yeah.
It's a long discussion that's not related to this resolution.
Well, it's not related to this resolution, but it's related to the DEP and also.
Yeah, we continue to meet as a group. There's this, what they call a Shokan Release Working Group. We continue to meet as a group. We're still waiting for the Department of Environmental Conservation to issue a scope of services for an environmental impact statement. That's been a number of years yet.
When can we look forward to getting that? Sometime?
That's the question for DEC, not for us. But they keep telling us soon, so hopefully it will be soon. We do still have about $200,000 to do a stream management plan for the lower surface as part of an order of consent. That work is actually in the capital projects. We do have a capital project for that. And we continue to look at that. What that scope of service will be, but we'd really like to see the draft scope of services for the environmental impact statement before we release what we're going to do with respect to a watershed assessment for the lower Zopas, because we don't want to copy work that we know is going to be done under the impact.
And that kind of leads me to asking the question, why aren't we so cooperative with the DEP? They're not cooperative with us.
Well, I think if you have that discussion with DEP, they won't necessarily consider a spec cooperative, so it depends.
Giving them a small access to something.
In this instance, just so everybody understands, part of this is Aqueduct serves the town of New Paltz and the village of New Paltz for water supply purposes. My understanding is that one of the reasons they want this property is they're going to do some testing work on the Haskell Aqueduct, which is immediately adjacent to the property.
They're asking to shut it down and clean it.
Yep, and they're also looking for places where they can deal with some chlorine residue work and look at that. So that's part of the reason they want the property. So it protects your own constituency in some instances, and they have now agreed, they've been paying the village a substantial amount of money to develop an alternative water supply on Plains Road. The village has just issued a negative declaration with respect to that alternative water supply. So there's a lot of reasons to do that. I mean, we're not in a fight here. We're trying to basically make sure that our community has water supplies, has an adequate water supply when they shut the aqueduct down to do maintenance work on it.
The other thing is, in this particular instance, they'd be doing us a favor by taking it.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, we have no use for it. We don't access it, and it's a liability.
Would the adjacent property owners be?
Legislator
Green
had a question.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that was related to my question. Did the advertising actually occur? Because I don't. If we pass a policy that resolved that this should happen, I don't know if we can just give it away without.
Well, that's the purpose of this resolution. Is to basically amend the prior resolution.
Okay.
We don't have to sell this at public auction. We are free to convey it to another municipality to serve public purpose, which it would be. And that was, the thing is that we started working on the permit, and then knowing this, that it was supposed to have been sold at public auction, we didn't feel comfortable giving them a permit to do a bunch of analyses that they felt they need to do. Actually, I think they're required to do by law before they accept a conveyance. So we just basically wanted to bring you up to speed with what was going on before we give them the permit.
Right.
So I still have a permit sitting on my desk.
Yeah, everybody needs to
cut you off today. No, actually, we have the risk of not on the property, but it doesn't mean that we can't put it up for sale either.
And that we still have that option. This authorizes the conveyance because we wanted you to know what the behind-the-scenes story was with the permit. Yes, we can give them the permit, but the county attorney felt like it was inappropriate to do that without you folks knowing the difference between what happened in 91 and what was going on now.
Yeah.
So that's what this was.
So on the resolution, all in favor?
Still in discussion. Is the property up on the mountain?
No.
Yeah. It's on the mountain.
Yeah.
If you walk Pine Road, you have to
Dunhill.
Dunhill is Pine Road. Pine Road.
what you're going to climb up to the department. It's a more preserved property. You'll hit the aqueduct, so you can climb up another shed, and then it's right up in there. It actually got a dam on it. We blew the dam up because the dam was hazardous. It was real steep around, and we had really concerned about people falling into it. So they still blow that up. We blew it up a while back with the help of the Mohawk Preserve. That's it there, and the aqueduct sits right next to it.
Who owns the property around
the Mohawk Preserve?
So they wouldn't be interested in it?
Apparently not.
They don't have to. We own it.
Okay, we need to have one or one conversation. Sorry. It's hard for Maddie to submit.
All right, if there's no other further questions, I'll ask for motion to move it.
I think I would just really like to know that the preserve, I'm fine with this conveyance, but I think it might be good to know that the preserve has sort of signed off on it. Does that make sense?
Well, typically when we surplus property, either we put it out to auction or we contact the adjacent property owners, you know, that would value the property the most.
It makes a lot of sense to have DEP end up with it, but I just, you know,
I was involved in some of that discussion in 91, mm-hmm. but those that are interested now, I don't know.
Even just to maybe just inform them.
Well, this is going to the DEP makes a very strong argument. He's had access to it. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming by law they could get access to it anyway, right? If by law,
I don't know if
they have access to that, if they have...
If the aqueduct is there, yeah.
To get to the aqueduct?
DEP?
Yeah.
I don't know. They've asked us for permission, so...
Yeah.
You know, it is somebody else's property. I mean, if it was DEP property, we'd have to ask them if we could go on.
You can't come up with property, okay.
I mean, I certainly could check with...
Who was the county attorney? Let me guess. Frank Murphy. I can tell you that in other areas where they're needing access to the aqueduct, particularly the town of Marbletown, I know, because actually the property owner is the town supervisor. They basically said, this is what the property we want, and if you don't give it to us, we'll take it. So they are in that instance, they may be, you know, proceeding this way in the basis of the fact that they have a willing seller.
Right.
I have no problem asking them if they're interested. I do think that if they were, they would have asked before they mentioned the product. So, this is going to show you where it goes. I have a smaller map that you can see here. There's some of the pictures if you want to see. This is the structure, I think. It's a tiny little.
I can't remember where that is. Canopy Lane goes up in here. Here's Pine Road coming up. I remember walking this thing. I mean, I walked it probably 2 weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there it is. Right down here. Yeah, down here. Okay.
I'm
going to
start
with that.
Oh.
Yeah, 16 feet.
That's huge. I could have just been meeting with them online.
If you come up Pine Road, this is the crossover,
mm-hmm.
right here, and you come up right on through there, and that's where it is, right there. And there's the Quine Hill actually goes through, mm-hmm. underneath, there's a, sits up quite a ways.
Apparently there used to be a water source there for the pool farm. And they just destroyed that dam.
Right.
Well, is that a pork farm?
No, the pork farm that it served was actually the county park. We ran a line all the way from up here down through all of these farmsteads down to serve what is now the DuPaul Park, where the county park is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then when we actually...
So that was the water source.
Right. And it's the water source for that.
Okay.
That was very good work.
Can I see it, please? Oh, yes.
Is there any more discussion? If not, I'll entertain a motion to move this.
So moved.
Moved by Legislator Maloney, seconded by Legislator Lawrence. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
But, so I think it would be wise just to let them know.
I can help on it.
Thank you.
And I also want to get the,
That was spring set.
Okay, anybody have any old business? Okay, any new business?
This is more old business, but, is there, are there any? Any news on the Springtown Road culvert flooding issue? Any progress on that? I mean, I read the minutes and I still have to resolve, you know, but anyway, that was...
I know that Mark engineer went there and said that the culvert is undersized. And we can increase the size of the culvert, which would decrease the frequency of the flooding. It would not eliminate it because if the river comes up, it gets to across the road. But we need $92,000, so I think we have to put it in for,
Okay, we'll just remind them. Yeah, that is good.
As long as it's getting in.
Right. That's good. Thank you. Any other new business?
How about old business? Anything on South Shore typically?
I don't think
I know last time I gave you a list of things that
Anybody have anything else?
I just there's a question, the status of the debris up in the fish.
I was told that that was
It was money to soil and water, is my understanding, so that they could get a tub grinder in there equipment in there. He decided that the county highway department didn't have the necessary equipment.
Yeah.
That's what I recall.
Yeah.
He couldn't lease the equipment. I'm just going off.
Okay.
I have a quick question.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a highway till new business.
Good. Anybody have any more old business?
Okay.
New business?
Yeah. All right, good night. Just a couple of things. Just so you know, we did issue a negative declaration. The legislature passed it. It's now been mailed for the water line. That's to the Elster.
Mm-hmm.
And we did issue a negative declaration for the New Falls Bridge, as well as the Carmen Liberty Bridge. Mm-hmm. So those are out to the agencies. We have permits out to DEC for the New Falls Bridge. So those permits are out. So we anticipate that we'll be able to move that forward relatively soon. We do have a bid document out as well for that, for the bridge pieces.
I just want to ask the planner, since you're here planning, has anything, and you can answer this too, Jimmy, has anything been, anything happened with the Getty project?
Bel Air? Yeah, they've gotten approval, but didn't somebody file? Yeah, there's a suit filed against them.
Is that suit created as like a stop work order? Or
depends upon the risk averseness of their investors.
Yeah. I mean, both towns approved it.
Yeah.
Both planning boards in both towns approved the project. The DEC
issued the final environmental impact.
They gave them that was a big report. They gave us a while ago.
They have their permits, so they're literally waiting for
and the suit was filed. So my understanding would be is that they can move forward, but they would need to essentially, you know, nobody's issued an injunction on the moving forward. It's an Article 78 proceeding, so on the local approval.
Okay. One quick question on those lists. You had the intermodal. You were going to send me the...
I apologize. I do owe you that. Yeah.
I would like to...
The estimate of cost for that section for the intermodal would be located at the end of Fair Street.
Right.
It's on the website, but I'll forward it. We had looked at... we've done an intermodal study for the city of Houston. We looked at several different locations, not the least of which was the one that where the drugstore currently sits on the corner of Schwenk Drive, which then mayor of the city of Kingston told me we didn't choose that location. He wasn't going to support it at all. And then after the drugstore announced there was a site, he told me that site was available if it was on the move, but I was never going to get it.
It was doing the car dealership on the best intermodal site you have.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we've looked at that for an intermodal center, and we had to take pieces of Fair Street and the adjoining property owners, et cetera, but from that perspective, the interesting thing was the amount of retaining wall we had to build in order to support the intermodal center and then to build up, and the numbers rapidly increased.
But is there any way that you can tie in federal funding to that project?
Well, we were tying all federal funding in it. We just couldn't pay for it. The numbers got real high here. The numbers got in the $30,000 range, $30 million range. That's up. We had almost $6 million worth of retaining wall in there, as I recall, either off the top of my head, but I know it was over $30 million. And the original site that we had looked at was about between $5 to $7 million. So we orders of magnitude the difference. We are working with Trailways right now to improve the existing intermodal center.
We're merging the Trailways. That whole?
Yes, the existing. That's a privately owned side road. We can do something called capital cost of contracting. So we've been negotiating. I hate to say how crazy this gets, but we actually transfer money to Albany to manage capital cost of contracting for some of the work that Trailways does in the Hudson Valley. And as part of that, we negotiated a lower rate of administrative costs associated with that work, working with NYSDOT, and NYSDOT agreed to match some work, so we managed to free up about $350,000 or $400,000 for work on that existing center. So they're going to be having discussions with them. It's not our work, it's not our responsibility. It's just that we want to make sure that since we're working with the county executive, we've got this money transferred back. We want to make sure that we get something for the money we transferred back. What people don't understand from Trailways' perspective is that the Transportation Council essentially transfers its federal dollars, about $1.8 million, to subsidize Trailways' efforts in Ulster County alone. And for that, we get increased service and we get other things associated with it.
It's a lifeline.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. I mean, their headways to New York City have doubled. They're running close to 500,000 people a year out of the station.
North Front Street Station?
Yeah. And you should go there some Sunday afternoon. Watch. Bus after bus. They run half-hour headways now down 32 in the morning. We look at, please jump no notes on it. You can, but we just completed a long-range transportation plan at the Transportation Council level. One of the things that we looked at is the number of commuters that now work in New York City from here on a daily basis. The number is 12,000 people a day from this county to go to New York City. That's an unbelievable number, but that's the number that comes out. And we have a conversation with Metro North to check locations for long-term tickets, commuter tickets that go out and use Metro North. In the Beacon Station alone, there's about 400 people a day that actually come out of southern Ulster County, get on the ferry, go over to Beacon. So we actually, the Transportation Council, there's three of us, the three counties. Yeah, the three counties actually...
Newburgh
Ferry. We actually subsidize the ferry. We provide money to subsidize the ferry for Metro North because of the lack of parking in Beacon. And we subsidize Trailways out of New York. We subsidize Trailways out of New Falls to New York. And that subsidy is so that we equalize the fares. Part of that is that since we subsidize our bus routes over to the train station, Trailways argued that we should subsidize the fares down here. So it's a win-win for Ulster County residents because they end up with cheaper fares out of New Paltz.
Right.
And a choice between the New Paltz, the bus in New York City or the train in New York City. So we're not complaining about it.
Yeah, well, that Metro North to Yankee Stadium is phenomenal.
Yeah, we're not complaining.
That is, man, I've been waiting for something like that for a long time.
But we're, and I have to say, we work really closely with DPW when we do something called Transportation Improvement Program updates. We work real close with DPW. We have to have
this. Awesome.
We have to do things that are officially constrained. So we're in the process of updating the ship right now. We anticipate that we'll adopt an updated ship in June. But we're balanced with people all the time, and it's great.
Dennis, Manjo has two more questions.
Sure.
It's not related to this. One is a comment, and the other is a question. You guys don't need to stay for the other question, but I just want to make a comment about the traffic circle and the new parking lot there. It could have been pervious.
Actually, we had that discussion with the department, and part of that has to do with the maintenance responsibilities for pervious pavement, so they decided not to. We did have a discussion with them about permutation, and they looked at it and they said we're not going to go there. But you should know we had the discussion.
Thank you. Okay. The other is I just want to know how the joint meeting around the courts will resolve, or if anything came out of that. I had to leave her out.
Just that right now it looks like most legislators are leaning towards the BRC, okay? But there's a lot more information we're waiting on, and as soon as that information...
Like it needs to be in Kingston, if it can be.
I don't see why it would have to be in Kingston, but it's got to go where it's almost affordable, and that's the taxpayer.
Okay, I'll make a motion for adjournment.
Oh, what? Is your turn?
Huh?
You adjourned. Motion made by Legislator List to adjourn. Seconded by Legislator Warren. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
And Dennis,
we're adjourned. Thank you. Thank you.